Ms. John said the very reasons why people are neglecting the COVID-19 vaccine are the very reasons why they should take it. The health promotions officer said people with high blood pressure or diabetes should really consider vaccination.
So some persons are saying that, you know, I have a blood clot, or you have specific conditions. So there are different things that persons are talking. People are saying they have high blood pressure and high blood sugar. And so those are reasons why they should not take the vaccine. But those are reasons why you should also take the vaccine, especially if those conditions, which in most instances they are uncontrolled. So because they're already uncontrolled, it's already putting your body at a higher risk of having complications associated with COVID-19. And that also even goes to women who are pregnant or who are thinking about getting pregnant and would want to delay taking the COVID-19 vaccine in fear of that there is something that's going to happen to either mommy or baby. And so the data is also showing that being pregnant now in a pandemic actually puts you at a greater risk for that sort of complication associated once you contract the COVID-19 virus. So even at this particular stage, we're really encouraging pregnant mommies to get vaccinated. And of course, this is a discussion that you would want to take with your physician to decide at what stage. So if you want to take your first trimester, your second trimester. But it is strongly advised that you get the COVID-19 vaccine, because, you know, if you do get COVID and you're already pregnant, that puts you at greater risk for maternal deaths. We have all of these different things associated that is really heartbreaking to start to discuss. And so the aim of it is really just to give you that added layer of protection.
Health Promotions Officer in the Ministry of Health, Wellness and the Environment, Shanika John. Regionally, a former central bank governor of Barbados has given strategies by Barbados and other nations a failing grade with respect to controlling the COVID-19 pandemic. Dr. Worrell said in his economic letter for November that initiatives aimed at overcoming the major challenges are not working. And the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in the Bahamas since the outbreak now stands at 22,529. Internationally, a U.S. appeals court has temporarily blocked President Joe Biden's plan for a vaccine mandate for businesses. The law would require workers at private companies with more than 100 employees to get fully vaccinated against COVID-19 or be tested weekly. But the court found grave statutory and constitutional issues with the rules set to be introduced in January. I am Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.